News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President-elect Donald Trump has selected former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi to replace former Congressman Matt Gaetz as his nominee for Attorney General. Bondi is in sync with Trump as far back as the 2016 GOP convention.
Lock her up. I love that.
As for Gaetz, CBS's Scott McFarlane says it's unsure if the House Ethics Committee report on his alleged sex trafficking will be released.
At this point, his standing down may have increased the odds of this remaining a closed book, according to any number of congressional sources. But that depends what he does next. If he does make a move towards getting back to Congress, changes the whole dynamic.
Democratic Senator Bob Casey of Pennsylvania has officially conceded his re-election bid to Republican David McCormick.
I just called Dave McCormick to congratulate him on his election to represent Pennsylvania in the United States Senate.
A statewide recount last night was showing no signs of Casey closing the gap. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is fighting back after the world's top war crimes court issued arrest warrants for him, his former defense minister, and Hamas's military chief, accusing them of crimes against humanity in Gaza. CBS News senior foreign correspondent Elizabeth Palmer is following this for us.
Practically speaking, these arrest warrants could limit the prime minister and former defense minister's travel arrangements. They stand to be arrested if they set foot in any of the 128 countries that are members of the court. And that does include some U.S. allies, the U.K., France, Germany, and Japan. But it does not include the U.S. itself or Israel.
Netanyahu called the allegations anti-Semitic. More rain and high winds in the Pacific Northwest this morning, with a storm moving from the Pacific over the Oregon coast. This as western Washington state is still trying to get back to normal after Tuesday's powerful storm left hundreds of thousands without power.
Life's getting back to normal for some people. Schools are reopening, but other people are having to get into their routine without any power.
Puget Sound Energy spokesperson Melanie Kuhn in Redmond, Washington. The State of Texas Education Board will hold a final vote today on a new Bible-oriented curriculum that would be optional for schools to incorporate for elementary school students.
GOP board member Tom Maynard says it's not preaching, it's teaching.
From a religious standpoint, I would know it because I've preached that sermon a few times.
Opponents are hoping to win over at least one more board member. Melissa Ortega represents District 1.
The curriculum imposes religious perspectives inappropriate for public schools.
If the curriculum passes, the next battle will be in the courts. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
And this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture with daily use.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
New research in The Lancet confirms racial and geographic health disparities in life expectancy over the last 20 years.
Dr. Laura Dwyer Lindgren at the University of Washington says the disparities have long been known, but the gap was notable.
So in 2000, which was the first year that we studied, there was a 12.6-year gap in life expectancy between the America that was worst off and the one that was best off. And that sort of increased gradually until 2019.
The gap widened in part due to COVID from almost 19 years in 2020 to 20 years in 2021. Asian Americans live the longest at 84 years. Native Americans and Alaska Natives had the shortest lifespan, not quite 64. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The United States leads the world in developing artificial intelligence technology, surpassing China. This is according to new research from Stanford University. They say they measured the vibrancy of the AI industry across a wide variety of dimensions. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any leftover rain coming to an end. Cloudy skies overnight, lows in the upper 30s, and breezy northwest winds up around 30 miles per hour. The clouds stay put for Friday. Northwest winds still gusty, with our highs reaching the upper 40s. Right now, it's 40.
Could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. Watch it ring and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without a dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you
believer and a homecoming queen? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to us?
that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
To Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits.
Summer in the city.
passion, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be.
local news and timeless hits. It's what made WRJN indispensable to Racine for over 97 years. Well, we're still here with both, and our commitment to local news and lots of fun with timeless hits continues on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and on the historic AM band at 1400. More timeless hits coming right up.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
On a mountain looking down on a city, the way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops falling down a mountainside. Many times I've been here, many times I cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love, high on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart out till cold gray dawn. You're lonely and you come here too, hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you. Trying hard to find you somewhere, love, high on a mountain of love. A mountain of love, a mountain of love. You should be ashamed. We used to be a mountain of love, but you just changed your name. Way down below there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing and there should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above, high on a mountain above. A half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams long above, high on a mountain above, high on a mountain above, high on a mountain above.
Oh, over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, ooh, people are changing.
Listen to the music playing in your
Please don't leave me. this I can stand, 'cause I wanna keep you any way I can. Ain't too proud to pay, sweet darling, please don't leave me, girl. Ain't too proud to pay, baby, baby, please don't leave me, girl.
Night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Lena Bloom for the Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Oh, Call me. trying. Oh, I'm crying.
Notion.